Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby.
There's a little Stephen Ray bringing us back. A little SRV. A little Texas Blues. The late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan, ladies and gentlemen. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rich Allen is our guest, our new friend, author of the book, The Ultimate Business Tune-Up. And he's helping a lot of folks with his work. And Rich, thanks again for being here. You've likened the application of focus and a way to give your business the maximum opportunity to succeed to a bicycle, haven't you?
Yes.
So tell us about why and let's go through the parts.
Think about riding a bike. When we were kids, we used to love to show off that we could ride our bike without holding the handlebars.
Right, of course.
And just put our hands in the air. But as we got older, that's not necessarily so much the case. And when we're running our business, we've also got to steer our bike. We've got to steer our business. And the way we do that is we put our hands on the handlebars and we steer the business, and we steer it with a vision with where we want to go in the future. And so first thing we have to do when we get on our bike is tell people, here's what we hope to accomplish. Here's this compelling, motivating, inspiring vision of what I want to build, and I need you to help me get there. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so business owners need to grab the handlebars and communicate their vision for the business, steer the business. Right?
Are you steering it both as a manager and CEO?
Yes, I think it's
Go ahead. Go ahead.
If you're trying to build a business just simply to make money, that's not going to motivate many people. But if you're doing it because you either want to help some people or you have some larger purpose that you want to accomplish with the success of your business, you'll find a lot of people who want to come alongside you and help you make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right.
You got to communicate it. You got to articulate it.
So what's next? Wheels?
Well, yeah, you do have wheels, right? And we have two wheels. They're the two places where the rubber meets the road on a bike. It's also the two places where rubber meets the road in a business. The front end is winning new customers. Your front wheel's winning new customers.
Mm-hmm.
And the back wheel is serving those customers or delivering on the promise that you made on the front wheel. And here's the interesting part, Jim. Just like on a bike, the wheels of your business have to go at the same speed. In other words, you have to be turning at the same
mm-hmm.
speed or you're going to crash.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If your front wheel goes faster than your back wheel, you're going to bring more customers in but not satisfy them, and they're all going to get on social media and tell how bad you are.
Or if it slows down real quick, then your backside over tea kettle, right?
Right. You're going to run out of cash at some point because you aren't bringing in the new customers to service the production capability you've created.
Right.
So they have to go at the same speed.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want somebody to ride your bike, most business owners themselves are the ones riding, but ultimately you want to be in the car telling people how to ride, right? Being on the
right,
on the
right.
You know, and have others riding for you. So you have to have the seat positioned so that it's comfortable for folks who ride and pedal for you so that they'll pedal really hard. And those are the people programs, your communications plan, your compensation program, your incentive plan, your reward system, your involvement plan. How do you get people energized daily so that they'll pedal as hard as they can for you? And you could walk your way around the bike. Every part of the bike relates to a different part of your business. And once you see it, you'd say, wow, I know now what needs to be tuned up, what needs to be fixed.
And what part of the bike I need to be operating, and what part of it I'm making a huge mistake if I don't have somebody else operating.
Exactly.
Exactly. You've got to turn loose. You got to let somebody else help with the bike. Or if you can't turn loose, and if you haven't hired the person you can turn it loose to, you got to start there. But you've got to be able to turn loose. If you can't do that, then you're going to wear yourself out. You're going to kill yourself. you're going to screw yourself into the ground.
That's exactly right. You can't operate all of them efficiently. Just can't happen.
Not in grow your business, that's for sure. I know home-based people who've been home-based for 30 years, and they're still home-based, but they haven't grown. They're still the same size.
And they don't have a business. They simply have a job.
Well, that's to some degree, that's right. That's right.
Right.
But I'll let you tell them that. But no, it's true. And so wrap up the bicycle analogy for us. We've got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, one quick thing, and that is that many people who come out of corporate world, like you and me, we tend to ignore the frame because the frame is the structure and the discipline in the mm-hmm. business, and we try to avoid that because we were steeped in it in our corporate world.
Right.
But it's a critical component because it holds everything together.
Well, it converts the power from the wheels. It converts that power into something that can
into momentum.
Right. That's exactly right. So the book is called The Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Give us the website again, Rich.
Right. It's just simply ultimatebusinesstuneup, oneword.com. You can find it there.
And all right, thanks. Hey, Rich, good job today. Come back soon.
I will. Thanks.
Rich Allen, ladies and gentlemen, the author of The Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.